The 12th Annual Sustainability Summit kicks off Wednesday at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee. Organizers strive to pull in keynote speakers and panelists to discuss everything from green innovation to climate change adaptation. This year, emphasis is being put on drawing students into the discussion, especially those in high school, through a track called Growing Up Green. The experiment is being led by Dr. Lisa Conley, who teaches in MATC's Life Sciences Department, and by Dr. Bodan Nadilsky, who directs New Horizons for Learning. It's a charter school in Shorewood. The Growing Up Green seed was planted at last year's summit. Lisa Conley met Nadilsky when he and several of his students led a panel exploring their experience in creating and sustaining community partnerships. They spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz, and we hear first from Bodan Nadilsky.
It seemed to be presented in such a way that really engaged the audience, and people stayed for 45 minutes after the presentation time ended, really, I think, enthused, and also they had attaching points to community projects throughout our city, and I think that that's part of the sort of vision that was formed. The Sustainability Summit has been incredible in drawing, really important names and people who are doing important work. Our goal was to show that that work is taking place within our own city, Milwaukee. And there are so many valuable organizations and individuals whom we wanted to reach out and bring together to form that sort of sustainability web and provide people who attend the summit with an opportunity to attach onto those projects to change our city and in the process change their lives.
So, over your career in nurturing New Horizons, could you give an example, a tangible example of what you've seen happening with students in the community and how connections have continued to grow?
I can provide many examples, but maybe this one will really ring true. Recently, we had a student who had earned all of her credits to graduate and chose to experience New Horizons her senior year for that experience. She now is a lead educator for We Grow Greens, a nonprofit. This is what we're able to do and to foster, and that is to empower young people to have the confidence to take the risk, to foster those connections, to engage in a variety of skill sets so they can be successful in their careers. But also, one other valuable thing that I think that takes place in New Horizons is the development of a sense of community and what it means to be a citizen, a contributing citizen. And in her case, as well as many, they walk out of New Horizons confident that they can contribute.
One thing that I was thinking too, any student involved and engaged in service learning, they get this inner confidence that they are important, that they make a difference, and that they can contribute something. I just remember watching some of the New Horizons students last year at the summit when they were presenting. A couple of them were kind of seemed more on the shy side and were just kind of listening to everything else. But as soon as the discussion turned to something that they felt they could participate in, they were not shy to jump in and start discussing and then lead the group to come to new ideas and new realizations. And so I think that that's a huge thing, especially I think in this age of texting and not talking to people face to face, that, to have young people be able to do that interpersonal communication and communication. And quite frankly, when we're looking at who the audience was that these students were talking to, they were mostly adults. And they had no qualms about, politely of course, I'm not saying it was any other way, but giving their opinion and expressing their concerns and really getting into like deeper thought discussions aside from staying this really superficial.
So talk a little bit how you're structuring. You're taking one day, you're biting off one day of the summit.
Right, what we're doing is on Thursday of the summit, we've set up a menu of opportunities where groups of students or individuals from the community can look at the menu and drop in to look at what we're trying to grow here called Growing Up Green. We've got two breakout sessions on that. One is we brought some of our colleagues together that are really strong in building communities. The other one is a discussion about reimagining educational settings. What we believe is that The traditional idea of a classroom with four walls doesn't necessarily fit with the future as we move forward. And I'm not just talking about online schools. I'm just talking about that the whole community and the resources that are there can actually be the classroom too. The other thing that we're probably most excited about and maybe most nervous about if it's going to work, to be honest with you, is that we've developed a sustainability learning village. And this is where we're kind of bringing into light our vision about having increased engagement in the learning experience and the process. And so we've got a number of community-based organizations, individuals, including artists, local artists in the area, including local designer Timothy Westbrook is going to be working with us this year. You may know him for Project Runway, and he's a sustainable fabric designer, and so we're going to have stations where individuals can drop in for 15 to 20 minute mini classes on topics that these individuals and organizations have planned and do some hands-on work. And I'm going to say get your hands dirty because there may be soil and worms involved in a couple of them. So just as a heads up for that. And the other thing that we've envisioned is to provide increased opportunity to form those networks. We have a village lounge, which is going to be located right outside where the learning booths are, and it's going to be kind of a free-flowing, free-forming kind of a learning environment where when we're not doing any kind of common discussions, individuals or groups can meet there and discuss topics or ask questions. If a teacher's there with the students, they can maybe debrief or link things back to the learning outcomes from the curriculum at their school. We will have a lot of dignitaries, and also, and you can't see me because it's radio, but you know, quotes, unquotes, famous people that will, and important dignitaries such as consulates from various countries, including, for example, India. Then the students can meet with them or individuals from the community if they're there. We can say, for example, so-and-so is going to be discussing this topic at 2 p.m. in the lounge. Anybody interested? Come in and meet and greet and discuss and that type of thing. So we don't know exactly, we can't, you know, tell your listeners, you know, what it's going to be like, but it's going to be an opportunity to think, discuss, plan, and really kind of take something home from the summit that you can immediately be a change agent, where you can go and actually change what's going on in your school, your community, and your own life.
If I can add, I think there's another really important component to this, and that is on the next day, on Friday, once people are inspired and having a chance to process that information, share ideas, then we organized two destinations within our own city, one being the Hart House. Ben Kohler is the primary individual there, and one being the Urban Ecology Center, and Kirsten Angley is hosting groups as well. So that same idea of not limiting the opportunity to learn to a convention center, but actually, I think, using a convention center for what it's capable of, but also going beyond that convention center for people to experience what our city has and the people within our city have in addressing sustainability in a very innovative way.
So are those sessions open to anybody, or is that specifically targeting high school?
All events that we have on our menu are open to anyone. For the destination workshops, we like to call them, you know, you register with the Hart House or with the Urban Ecology Center, and there is a cap on attendance, so we're kind of just trying it as a per-registration visit. The one thing that we worked really hard for, and actually the summit helps immensely, we're able to offer free tuition for students at any level, and some teachers, if they're working as chaperones and as part of their curriculum type thing, to any of the summit events. On Thursday night, we're running for early childhood educators, students, and any daycare owners who want to learn more about sustainability and how to integrate nature into the learning process at that young age. The Urban Ecology Center is going to be putting on a workshop at the MATC downtown campus.
Is your dream, as the years go on, in terms of just the summit, that there will be more and more students involved and that there'll be more interaction with the whole sort of assembly?
We have a huge vision. What I would like to see, and Vodan, also, I'm sure agrees with me, is that we would like to grow this to be an integral part of the Sustainability Summit so that we have all sectors coming to the table at once, you know.
That's what I was trying to say in my less articulate fashion.
So municipalities and education, all of its levels, community members of all ages. Who am I forgetting here? Artists, because I was actually at a couple of things looking at STEM education, and I said, what about, you know, have you thought about bringing in artists into this mix of science, technology, engineering, and math? Because when you think about design, and when you think about developing like prosthetic limbs and biomedical engineering or what have you, that's all creative, and I think we want to include artists in the mix, and that's what we're attempting to do new this year, is bring in a couple of artists to be involved in this process of growing the summit and our Growing Up Green series. We would like it to kind of be a continuous process and a springboard for future growth, and where that takes us, we'll have to wait and see.
What did you scribble down, Bodan?
Springboard. I'm really proud of that vision, and the idea is, again, that it doesn't start and end with the Sustainability Summit, to go back into community. And this is another example that students don't have to wait until they graduate from high school to become active. They are capable now, they have visions now, they have strong opinions now, and they want to make a difference.
We heard from Bodan Nedilsky, Director of New Horizons for Learning, and Lisa Conley, an instructor in MATC's Life Sciences Division. They spoke with Susan Bentz. They're spearheading a new component of the Sustainability Summit, now in its 12th year, called Growing Up Green. The summit kicks off tomorrow at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee. Growing Up Green activities begin Thursday.